Vayter in Shas from Nachos Tav Kuf Ches. Pick it up on Kuf Zayin and Beis, but the bottom of the page, 9 lines up from the bottom. Last word on line after the 2 dots. We learned in the Mishnah and Shkalim. It's talking about, we know we've seen this in the past. Also in Shkalim, way back in the day, a couple of Pesachs ago, there were more than a couple, 4 or 5 of them. Well, 2001, I think. Anyway, there were 13 collection boxes at that Shofros. Because they looked like a little bit like a chauffeur in the base of Mikdash, and they wrote in them the new shkalim, the old shkalim, and you had the bird pairs, young ola birds, wood, lavona, gold utensils, and the rest of them were for nedavas. So we have there shishal nedavas, says the Mishnah. Can I get me? Who are they designated? For what were they designated? Simon, kamaf, shah, armachiskia. Can I get shisha bate avos kohanim? They're for the 6 Avos Kohanim. We know the Kohanim was split up into 24 different groups. They were called Mishmaros. And they were serving the Beis Hamikdash for a week at a time. And they would rotate over there. So the Kohanim only had a claim to their part of the meat and the hides of the Ola on the day of their Beis Av. When it comes to the communal, the carbon sebor, that could be a bit of an issue because these carbonos are only brought when there are no other carbonos. And it's possible that on a day when many privately donated carbonos were brought, the Kohanim of the Beis Av that were doing the Avodah didn't have any opportunity to bring carbonos from the Shofros at all, while the Kohanim of a different Beis Av, serving a day when there were very few that were brought, will bring carbonos using the money of the Shofros. This would come to maybe some fights between about the Avos, with the one that didn't have the opportunity of bringing these Nedavos and getting a part of the hides. They feel like... they're going to have a tain on the other Kohanim that are getting all these hides over here. The hides is the expensive stuff there. It's geschmack. And you know, even though they didn't get the hides from the private stuff, which could be considered, although they do get the hide of the carbonos that are brought that day, the private ones that are brought, and they say, okay, that's enough, then they're going to feel a little bit like, okay, but that's like everyone gets it on their day. But this stuff should be split up amongst everybody. So, can I give it to Elvis? Shetiknu lahem chachamim shehei shalom zeim zeh. Which was set up so they should have peace between one another. So that's the reason that they set up this money to be split equally. The 6 different shofros, each one was given to another Beis Av. Okay, good. Another answer, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mitol Shana Dava Meruba, since there was a large amount of donations, Tiknu Lam Shofros Meruba, and they put up a lot of collection boxes, Kadei Shalois Apsha Amos, that the money shouldn't get all moldy. If too many coins are put into one thing, they start to corrode and to fall away, at least back in the day. Uziyar Amar, there he says, Can I get Parve Egel Ayel Vechevis Kadi? They're designated for the bull, calf, ram, lamb, kid, and goat, right, which is 6. And it goes with Rabbi Dhamma, katan vehevi gadol yatzav. Someone has to bring a katan. He says he's going to bring a katan. He means a gadol. He's not yotze. He's not fulfilled his skiyav. And these are the only ones that are brought as a tzibor. They were set aside for the money of the sale of the bulls of the chatas, the they got lost, the rams of the Me'il Hashem or that were lost. Hi, that's what it said for. Beep, turn the page. Kufches Amar Aleph. Vakisa, whoa. Vakvasim. Okay, let's try that sentence again. Barpada Amar, can I get a parim? Viha Elim. V'akvasim, right of the Asher Mitzor became Tamei, the Mitzor that was lost. V'asirim, and those of the goats of the holidays of the Sibur that got lost. V'amosos, and the extra stuff that's set aside to buy the carbon. V'ama, and the ma given with the half shekel. It was given every year, Adar. And the ma is talking about over here was this surcharge called the kolbon. Well, you have 2 people give a shekel together. They have to give this thing called a ma also. Says the Gemara, Kulu kechiske l'armi. All the other Maharim don't say the kechiske that say that they were set up to avoid this fighting with the Kohanim because they hold, L'insuya lo cheshinan. We're not worried about the fighting. The Kochad v'chad yome kavet, because each one of them, you know, each one of these things serves for its day. Right? They understand the rights or whatever's happening on that day. If it gets a little more, it's a little less. So the people are worried about that. Kirby Yochanan Lomi, why is it each one doesn't look Kirby Yochanan? That said, we're worried about the money getting all rotted. If we're not worried, it's going to corrode. Because Ziri Lomi, they're not going to say like Ziri, that the, and why is each one give their own answer? That they were set aside for those six karbanos, and that is the bull, the calf, the ram, the lamb, the kid, and the goat. Because kiyichida lo mukmi, we don't establish the halacha like the yachid, and that would be Rebbe Shtickel over here that he said you need a separate one for a large animal and for small animals. Kibarpada nami lo amri. It also doesn't say like barpada that says that it was set up for the different types of carbons that were lost and the extra stuff for a carbon and the ma surcharge. Because moseros. Does it make sense that is it possible that separate box was set up for all the leftover stuff? Kulanami Moses, all the other collection stuff over there, boxes set up for the carbonos that were lost are also for the extra stuff. Once a replacement offering has been brought, then the proceed of the sale, the original carbon, are the equivalent of excess funds. That is the same thing. Ma'anami l'shkalamazla. The ma also goes to the shkalim fund. The time was in a brais lehechan kolban zeh. Like, where does this kolban go? The shkalim goes to the shkalim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zag Zok Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar Amar l'nedava. He says it goes to for nedavos. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says kineged moser chatas that were set aside for the excess funds of a chatas. Moser asham, umoser asham nazir, umoser asham mitzara, umoser nitchaschote, umoser asir seifa shel kohen gadol. Yeah. Rabbi Shaya Amar. He says kineged moser chatas. They're designated for the leftover of chatas. Moser asham, umoser asham nazir, umoser asham mitzara, umoser kinin. Right, so he agrees with Shmuel that it was for leftover money sefer carbon, but he switched his chavitin of the kohen gadol with that of the birds. Shmuel, my time in law, my career of Shai. Why doesn't Shmuel say Rav Shai? Because kinim tanu l'reisha. The pair of birds were already taught in the first part of the Mishnah. One of the first seven boxes that were said earlier in the Mishnah is for the birds. So you can't say that the sixth one is also for the birds also as well. Rav Shai, tani v'lo tani kinim. Did he teach tani v'lo tani kinim? Did he teach the 13 collection boxes of the Mishnah without teaching pairs of birds? Tani v'lo tani kinim. Tani Rav Shai v'tani kinim. Right, it says that he did teach kinim. Chad l'kinim, chad l'moser kinim. One's for kinim, one's for the moser kinim. Rabbi Shaya, my time Allah amar k'shmuel. Why does he say like Shmuel that the asir se'efa, the kohen gadol, like Shmuel said, savor la k'mand amar, because he holds like the one who says moser shall asir se'efa shall kohen gadol yirkav. He says that the excess of the asir se'efa the kohen is left to rot. The leftover of the excess stuff of the mincha is Moser Minchas Nedava, Moser Mincha Yirkav, that the excess of a mincha is a nedava. And the excess of the mincha is left to rot. My kamar, what exactly are you saying? Amar of Chisach, what are you saying? Moser, that's why I can't even read it. Moser mincha schote nedava, the leftover of the sinner's mincha is considered for nedava. Moser sir seifa shel kohen gadol yirkav, that you leave over. So Rav Shaya is going with Chista's explanation.
Rabba Amar, afilu Moser Asir Seifa shall coin Gadol Nami Nedava. Even that's a Nedava. El Moser Lachmi Toda Yirkav. The excess of Toda bread is left to rot. They're not considered achatas. They're not referred to as achatas. So their things are not subject to being brought as a communal olas at Sibur. So they can't be brought with another Toda for one who makes a nether to bring a Toda, to bring it with its breads. Okay, Biplukta Mosar Asir Seifa Shakoin Gadol. The Machlukas is the same as the following Machlukas. In reference to the leftover of the Asir Seif of the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nidava, Rabbi Lazar Omar Yirkav. May Svei Frak the Gemara, we ask the Kasha. The one that says that the leftover of the Asir Seifa is left to rot, Mesvei. Moshe Shkalim Chulin. Moshe Asir Seifa, Moshe Kini Zavin, Bikini Zavin, Zgini Yolodis, Bechaz Hashemas, Moshe Nidava. My love. Moshe Asir Seifa shall call in Gadol. Is this Asir Seifa not talking about the leftover of the Asir Seifa of the Kohen Gadol? And therefore, it can come out that the Asir Seifa, the Moshe Asir Seifa, is brought as Nidava. Lo, Moshe Minchas Chote, it's talking about that of a Minchas Chote. But that of the Kohen Gadol's is left to rot. Because the Minchas Chote also has an Asir Seifa flower. And that's what it's talking about. Amram Nachman Yitzchak, Mistaber, Command, Amram Moshe Asir Seifa, Shekohen Gadol Yerkov. It makes sense to say that the one who said that the leftover they serve the Kohen Gadol is left to rot. The Tarim Zedah Raisa, Lo Yosem Alea, Shemen, Velo Yitain Alea, Lavona, Kichatasi. Amram Yehuda, He Kruya Chatas. It is called a chatas, v'ena cheskuri chatas, meaning the minchas chot is called chatas and not the other minchas, and the other ones. Limeir al sirs, eifa, shel kohen gadol, she'ena kuri chatas, utura levona, it's not called chatas and it's levona. U mid'ein kuri chatas, umosa yirkov. Therefore, being that the sirs eifa of a kohen gadol is not called a chatas, by the levona, it's excess left to rot. Because about the leftover, the Mosar, we also do not consider it to be a chatas.
Let's say, Zuck the next, Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Let's say somebody says about a shore, about an ox. And they go and they say, this ox, shore zeh ola, v'nistaev, but then it gets a mum. Then what happens? Imratze yavi b'dam of shnaim. If he wants, he can bring two for its money. Let's say he said Shnei Shvarim Elu Ola. These two oxen will be an Ola, and it's over. They begin a mum. Ratzi Avi B'demei Mechad. If he wants, he can go and use with that money. He can bring with the money one. V'Rebbe Ose. Rebbe answers this. He doesn't allow one to lechatchila be yotzi his chov in such a way. Ayal ze olav, someone says this is an olav and istavik gets a mum, im ratza yavi b'dam v'kevaz, if he wants, he can bring with its money, a keves. Keves ze olav, he says, keves and istavik im ratza yavi b'dam of ayal, give an ayal. V'rebi ozer, Rebbe Aser's doing such a thing, right? So he doesn't let you to initially fulfill your chiyav like this, but he does agree that since he said this animal, not a liar, a zoo, it's talking about a specific animal, that even when it brings one ox as a replacement for two oxen that became a balmum, he's fulfilled his chof. Beep, turn the page. Sakta Gamar. I vomit reisha, but you said in the reisha, shor b'mane v'hevi shnayim b'mane lo yatsa. Right? The Mishnah says that an animal set as an ola that got a mum can replace with two animals. Would have been an earlier Mishnah that we said that if somebody says that it's on me to bring an ox with the money, he brought two oxen together with the money, he's not Yotzei Yitzchov. So we see that one animal cannot be replaced with two others. The Gemara, Shor Zev and Estayev Shiny. This ox will become an ola. It became got a mum. It's different because he's no longer Chayev, this type of thing. But the other one, it says, Hare a lie, therefore he's going to be Chayev to fulfill this neder until he actually brings it. Next part of the Mishnah, Shnei Shvarim Elu, Olav and Istav, Ratzo Yavi, B'demei Amechad, V'ar B'yosi Yasir. My time was the reason Rebbe Yor is answering. To be shun, the Havalei Gadol, V'evi Katan. It's like the case of someone says Gadol and Katan. Rafa Gavdin Istav, and even though we got a mum, the Chachil, Lo Shari Rebbe. Rebbe didn't let you do this, the Chachil. Even though he's masking the Chum, that one who pledged two specific animals, and they became, they got mum. Was Yotzi Yitzchov, even if you replace it with just one animal, but he says, I'll do it, the Chachil. But Liflok Nami Bereisha. Rebbe then should also argue in the initial case of the Mishnah, which says that if one pledged to bring one ox and became got a mum, he can replace it with two. And for the Gemara, Rebbe Akula Milsa Pligi. Really, Rebbe's arguing on the entire thing. V'natar lehu the Rabbanan ad demaskei milsayo. But he waited for the Rabbanan to complete their statement. V'adam of Galayah, then he goes and he argued with them. Tell you that you should know the Ketani, this is the case, the Ketani, because it says in the Mishnah, Ayal ze olav nestayiv rotzi yovi b'dam of kevis. If Ayal, this Ayal is an olav, then it got a mum, and if he wants, he can bring with his money a lamb. Kevis ze olav nestayiv rotzi yovi b'dam of Ayal v'Rebbe Oser. Rebbe asks it. So the Rebbe argues, even in the case of bringing a better level, meaning a ram, and bringing a lower one, a lamb. Shema mina, ibay lil frek da gemara. The Gemara asks the following question: Mimina lemina mai. What's the dinner of replacing a baal mum with one type of one type with another type? Let's say somebody says this ox will be an ola. Do they allow him to do with two rams? Toshima shorzeola vinistai. And then I got a mum lo yavi b'danavayel. You're now to bring a ram for its money because a ram is too small to be considered a replacement for an ox. Aval maybe b'danav shnei elam. You're allowed to bring two rams with its money. Ready osel lefishay and bila. He said he asks it because there's no mixing. You know the mix of the menachos. Shma amina. If it's true that he could replace it even with a different type, then my area trailer, why are you talking about two rams? If you had Nambi, even with one. In the case where it's this type, don't make a difference between a big one and a small one. There are two Tanaim that are going in the world of Rabbanan. The Tana of our Mishnah doesn't make a difference between a large one and a small one. But then we got a mum. But the Tana of the Brisa does. So therefore, in his view, one who made a debt that to bring two animals, it became a mum. Cannot lechatchila bring one animal to replace. Rabbi Yose, Rabbi asks it because of Ishein Bila, because there's no mixing time of day in Bila. The reason that this is because there's no mixing. Hayesh Bila Shari, this is a mashma that had the mixing of the menachos has been allowed. It would have been mutter to go out to bring a carbon of one type as a replacement for another type, even according to Rabbi. Now the Gemara says we got a bit of a problem with this. Vatanam, we learned in our Mishnah. I'll say Olav and Istayev Ratsa Yavi Bidam of Keves. Keves there, Olav and Istayev Yavi Bidam of Isle. For Rebbe Oser, Rebbe asks it. Now, the mincha of the lamb is similar to that of the ram that both are brought in one kli. So we see that even in a case where the mincha is brought in one kli, Rebbe's going to be asked for bringing a different type than that which he actually made the neder. The Gemara Shnei Tanai, Aliba. According to the Tan of Abayis, the Rebbe only answers when the replacement is brought with two separate minchas. While the Tan of the Mishnah maintains that Rebbe holds that you may never replace it with a different type.
According to the Tan of the Bryce, Rebbe only answers when the replacement is brought with two separate minchas. While the Tan of the Mishnah says that Rebbe holds that he may never replace it with another type. And about the Tar ones, which means that do not have a mum. Egil v'evi pyre, someone that might, they pledged to bring a calf and they brought a bull. Kevis v'evi ayel, yotze the yotze. Stomach rabbanon, this stam goes going to rabbanon who said that a small animal can be brought. somebody said a small animal can bring a large animal. Next part of Mitzvah, rotze yavi b'dam v'shneim. If somebody said this ox will be an ola, and then he gets a mum, if he wants, he can bring two for its money. Amar Rav Menashe bar Zvid Amar Rav. Lo shanu ela damar shor ze ola. Aval amar shor ze alai ola hukba. If he said it as a nedava, he said as this ox. But if he said a neder, it's alai ola, the hukba, then he established it to bring carbon. And he has to bring only one ox. V'doma alai lavio kamar. Maybe what he means is it's upon me to bring it, not to make it chayiv that if it gets lost. Eliyat mar achiyat mar. Amar Menashe bar Zvid amar Rav lo shanu ela damar shor ze ola. Inami amar shor ze alai ola. Aval amar shor ze v'doma alai ola hukba. Fine, then if you throw in those words, then definitely it is going to be established as a chiv to get just one.
Zok the next halacha Mishnah. Omer echad mi kivasai hektish. If somebody says one of my lambs will be hektish to be brought as a carbon. Echad mishvarai hektish. So he says one of my oxen. If he had two, hakadosh shem hektish, then the larger one is huktash. Shlosha ben nishvim hektish. We have three, then the middle one is hektish. I don't know exactly what I said. Oh, I'm a liaba v'ini odema. My father told me, but I don't know which one. Hagotim hektish goes according to the gadol. Alma maktish b'ayin yafa maktish. We see that when it was maktish, he does it with ayin yafa. Ema seifa. But let's take a look at the seifa. Sorry about that. Beinoni shebehen hektish. Let's see, at three, the middle one goes is muktash. Alma Maktish Bayin Ra Maktish. We see it do Bayin Ra.
or stingy fashion relative to the better one. Amar Shmuel choshen af lebeinoni. That last part of the Mishnah means that we have to be worried for maybe also that the legabe katan ayin yafe, because according to the katan that's called ayin yafe. Hey chiyavet, so what should he do in order to permit to the use of these animals? Amar b'chiyaber abba mamtin lo ad sheyumam. Wait until the middle one gets a mum. Umachile lekedushase begadol. Transfer over the kedusha to the gadol. So even if the middle one was the mukdash one, it's a mutter because it's redeemed from the bigger one. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbah Baravua, lo shana el adamar echad mishavarai hektish. Aval Amar shor b'shavari hektish, that is shor b'shavari hektish, hagadosh b'em hektish. Torah b'torai the kamar, because as he's saying, the best of them all. Ain't is that really true? The Amar of Huna barachia mishmei de'ula, Amar l'chaveru bayis b'beisi, ani mochalecha. Mar eyu aliyah, you can show him the attic of the house. And it could just mean the top of the top, even though it's like a lower level. So who says it means the top level? La mishum de gria, so not because the top one is more inferior. So we see that when somebody says such a thing, he's not limiting to the top. Lo me'ula shababatim. The word aliyah is not talking about the top story. It means the top of his houses. So when it says to a house, when one's talking about his house and his estate or his ox, it means the best. Meisvei. Shor b'shvari hektish, chen shor ha'shal hektish nitzar b'achirim, ha'gadol b'shem hektish, v'kulen yimachu l'tzarchi olos, v'dumeim chulen. Since the other oxen are sold for olos, it must be that there's a suffix for whether they're hektish. And this goes against Rabbi Bar Avua, that only the largest one is hektish. Targuma ashor shor hektish, this is talking about a shor of hektish nitzar b'achirim. And not the case of when it said, an ox of my oxen shall be consecrated. I vaha v'chein kamar, it says in similarly, which means by both cases. Targuma agadol, explain that means, and likewise means to the largest of them is going to be hektish. Meisvei, frik the gemara, ba'is b'beis yani mochalecha, someone says my house, the house of my house is, right, of nafel, and then one of his houses fell down. Mar eyu nafel, he could show him the one that fell down, that's when he sold. Evid bava dai ani mochalecha, umeis, my umeis, he could show the dead one. Beep, turn the page. Va'amai b'rauka, why should that be the case? Let's say, Hedain Nafal Hedain Mace. Let's see which house it was that fell and which one that dies. And if it was the largest one, then the one who bought it loses that. Otherwise, it should be, he gives the biggest one. Lokeach Kamart, are you talking about the buyer? Shiny Lokeach, a buyer is different than somebody who's Maktish, the Yad Baal Shtar Tachtona. The holder of the Shtar, the buyer, has the lower hand. When selling his upper hand. Now that you said that, I feel tam aliyah de griya. You could even say, like we originally thought, that in reference to the aliyah, that barchia meant that the seller can show him the top story of his house, which is lower level. And again, I should probably shut this ringer. Apologies once again. I feel tam aliyah de griya. You could even say that it's talking about the top story, which is lower level, but it doesn't, it's not a steer to the rule that one who is going to Maktish does so in Ayin Yafa, because a buyer is different than one who's Maktish, because Yad Baal Shtar Tachtona, the holder of the document to the buyer, is as the lower hand in the deal. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.